Well, it is DeSantis Day, I guess you could call it, after the Florida governor announces that he is running for president, making that official last night. And we had to bring on our next guest, as we do each and every Thursday. I know he's very excited about that. Mayor of Kansas City, Quint Lucas, is on KCMO. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning. It is great to be with you.
I always appreciate the time. So let's just start off here. There's a lot to get to, but let's start off with the Missouri Attorney General yesterday sending this letter to the Board of Police Commissioners asking the board to assist with the Attorney General's office in pushing back against Kansas City being a sanctuary city for transgender surgeries. What would you say to the Attorney General after his letter was sent to the board yesterday?
I have nothing to say to the Attorney General because I don't have time for foolishness. I think he's worried about a primary challenge from a man named Will Scharf, who's going to put hundreds of thousands of dollars into a race to beat him. He thinks the way to do it is by trying to politicize an institution that you and I talk about every week that is fundamentally supposed to be apolitical. So I appreciate the letter that was sent by Police Chief Stacey Graves last week. The Board of Police Commissioners said, we ain't going to touch this debate. The city council passed its resolution. And I think, the thing is, if I were attorney general, I'm not speaking about this one, I would do things like try to fight crime in the state of Missouri, try to fight trafficking, try to make a safer state, not spend all my time doing culture war, right? I mean, you can spend 20 minutes on Twitter and then do your job, not spend a whole day just trying to send out fake letters.
Now, could one accuse the city council of a similar tactic in worrying more about culture wars than some of the things happening on the ground?
Yeah, if we didn't do anything else. But the thing is, heck, I spent quite a few hours of my day yesterday at Kansas City's Missouri City Council. We spent millions of dollars to help redevelop parts of the Northland. We talked about a $350 million transportation initiative that you just covered. And we also do things that help our community. So, I mean, here's the thing. In local government, we actually get things done. I think people go to Jefferson City and Topeka sometimes, not all of them, but some of them, and they're just trying to see if they can get clicks on certain forums and that sort of thing. So, again, like I've said before, I'm out of this fight. You might have seen this on social media earlier this week where I said, there are a bunch of people that are going to say a bunch of crazy things over the next year for these 2024 races, most of whom Republicans, because those are most of the people who run things in these states. Some of them are going to be Democrats, though. I'm not getting in it. I'm not getting in it, whether it's to, kind of getting back and forth with this sort of issue or if it's to bash certain Republican candidates like some Democrats are doing. I got a city to run, and I'm proud of the progress that we have right now.
Well, there's a lot of things going on in the city, as you noted. We have not spoke since North Kansas City and Clay County put out this letter expressing that they really think they've got a shot at landing the Royals in North KC. You, of course, put out a statement in response last Friday. And the key part to me here is you said we encourage the Royals to timely resolve the many questions surrounding their future home. Is that Quinton Lucas saying, hey, let's get a little more transparency out of this team and find out what their intentions actually are? And do you feel like that will happen?
I assume it would happen at some point. I mean, what I am engaged in is this. My number one job is to be faithful to the taxpayers and the residents of this city. That's number one. And so kind of like the last answer to the question on this one, my job is not to get in back and forth about kind of whatever types of schemes may exist out there, because I don't think anybody knows what the Royals are exactly asking for. I don't think anybody actually knows what their plans are, or what the impact and cost will be on their taxpayers. And so I'm at a point where I'm not here to opine on anything in particular. I'm the mayor of the largest city in Clay County and darn proud of it. Mayor of the largest city in Jackson and Platte counties too. And so I think what my role though is rather than getting into bidding wars or anything like that, or even answering to some of the colorful comments that have been made on your show over the last week, as people have had their moment in the sun, is for me to instead simply say, I'm going to have a conversation about the best interest of the people of Kansas City, our taxpayers, and hopefully our region long term. And that's where it begins and ends. And if the Royals want to be part of that, we welcome it. If they say, hey, we never want to talk to you again, that's okay too. I'll still go to their games. I've grown up with the team, and I wish them the very best.
What about the when you note the intrastate regional race to the bottom? Obviously, a reference to the taxpayer not getting fleeced, whether it's by Clay or Jackson.
Yeah.
The folks up there, obviously, as you noted on this show, have said, "Hey, we're just providing a little bit of competition. Why should Jackson County or Kansas City feel like they have full ownership over this team? Competition's good." How do you see that in relation to making sure the taxpayer does not get fleeced?
It's not my job to provide competition and a best value for the Kansas City Royals, right? I mean, they are a Major League Baseball franchise that has a multi-million dollar television contract, makes millions of years in gate receipts and so many other things. And so why am I supposed to be the dean of corporate welfare? That's something you guys attack us Democrats largely for all the time. And whether it's Republicans playing in one part of the region or Democrats somewhere else, it still is a race to the bottom. It's our job to try to grow jobs and business and economic opportunity for this region. And right now, nobody's actually really talking to me about that. And so rather than me being in a long conversation about, please, take even more money from the taxpayers here and competing and bargaining against, each other, maybe we should all actually say, and I've had good chats with other regional leaders, we should all say, hey, let's figure out something that makes a lot of sense. Let's see how anything that is built up means real growth for the region on the whole, not just, shifting playing pieces around on the same table. I absolutely love competition, but I love competition that makes sense. Right now, I don't even know what we're competing over, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, people are just kind of throwing arrows at all that sort of stuff. I heard a comment about the safety of Kansas City, which was below the, a hit below the belt. But, whatever. Those happen all the time. And, I think what we're going to continue to do is try to build up Kansas City at its best. I look forward to working with anybody, any business, any team that's interested in doing that long term.
Mayor Lucas joins us on KCMO. Last things, tying this into the sports issue, I saw you were with the Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark. There's a lot of changes coming potentially to college sports. I know you want to keep that Big 12 tournament here in Kansas City. What did you meet with the Big 12 Commissioner about yesterday?
I think it is obvious to anyone that the premier college basketball conference is the Big 12. And therefore, the premier college basketball tournament is the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. It is my goal, and I believe we'll be able to do it, is to not just lock them up for a few years, but to keep them in Kansas City for a generation, activate even more around the Big 12 tournament, a la what you've seen with the NFL draft, a lot of the discussion on the World Cup. And by the way, relating to our last chat, this was the sort of thing where the Big 12 commissioner, we spoke at the Big 12 tournament when I was talking to Shaq and others. We talked about how we could do a permanent thing that's for the best interests of Kansas City, this region, and the Big 12. And that's how good business gets done. What he's not running around doing is saying, hey, I'm going to just go meet with everybody and do all this sort of stuff and play off of each other. Maybe he is, but at the very least, what he's doing is saying, I want to work with the people who brought me to the dance. And maybe it just, maybe I remember my prom date going home with another guy, true story, 20 years ago. But I'm kind of one of those who says, I'm going to go home with the people who took me there. And so we're going to keep working with the Big 12 for the best interest that we could do. And I think we'll be able to have some of a promise to you all and announce perhaps here on KCMO in a few months.
Salty. I like it. Mayor Lucas is on KCMO. Two things I want to touch on here quickly. You just alluded to it, and it's been in our newscast this morning, potentially renewing a sales tax for public transportation. That could be a new train project from the airport to downtown. Is this something that is in response to what has been a rough opening when it comes to late night pickups? Now, it seems like it's only been late at night. I don't know. I have had no issues. I've been very complimentary of the process, but it seems like there's been issues late at night there. How much are these two things intertwined?
They do not intertwine in the slightest. I think many of us have always had a strong interest in making sure that we can have better connections to the Northland of Kansas City. I think I've been an outstanding mayor for the Northland, and frankly, we've seen a lot of improvement relating to it, including millions more in economic development activity approved just yesterday at City Council. This is another step in making sure our region is better connected, making sure you can get from KCI Airport, hopefully someday, to the far tip of South Kansas City and going all throughout the region, maybe even all the way to KCMO Radio in Corporate Woods. And so this is a big part of our regional infrastructure plans. Kansas City, as always, will take a lead on it.
All right. And I saw on social media your mother was in the hospital. Yep. Is she okay? Yep. She doing well?
She's doing all right. I appreciate that. She's doing well. I appreciate very strong responses from paramedics with the Kansas City Fire Department and fire rig responders, too. And then, of course, good people at HCA Health here in the Kansas City region. So all is good. I appreciate the prayers. And, I've been going to church with my mom a lot the last few Sundays. So I think maybe God appreciated that. So we're in a good position. I thank you for that. And please send my best to Governor Parson as well, who I know is on next.
Well, I was going to ask if you had any message for him, but it sounds like you wish him well, so we'll leave it at that.
Hey, just tell him good morning, and we can always take more money in Kansas City.
All right. I'm sure he'll get right on that. There you go. Mayor of Kansas City, Quentin Lucas. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you for the time, Mr. Mayor.
Hey.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Take care, sir. We'll see you.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.